Hello, my name is Matt Plourd, and I'll be your host for this podcast. This interview with Mr. Lou Rossi focuses on the use of a wiki in his undergraduate and graduate courses. Okay, Lou, could you introduce yourself and name the courses in which you have been using a wiki?
Okay, so my name is Lou Rossi. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Mathematical Sciences, and I have been using the wiki in calculus, Math 241, and in applied mathematics, Math 616.
What learning goals prompted you to use a wiki in your course?
I want my students to have the experience of working in a group. I want my students to have the experience of exploring a topic deeply. So typically these are, this is accomplished by having them do a project individually. Wiki allows them to collaborate in a much more fluid manner, both at the same time together, but also at different times in a store and forward manner.
How did the use of the wiki help you achieve your learning goals?
First, it's a great collaborative tool. So that's the first thing. So wikis are a great way for students to get together. And I guess if I could add one item to the first question, I also wanted my calculus students to be doing mathematics all the time, not just in class or in recitation. Students have a very difficult time sitting down and doing homework on their own, for instance. So the wiki can be a forum where they can work together outside of class. And the wiki can help me do that. It creates a forum after hours where students do work together. I can be there too at times to steer the conversation if it needs steering and to watch them work together. And it gets students away from writing and more involved in revising, which is an important skill.
Is it difficult to use math symbols in a wiki?
Well, in many ways, mathematics is the highest level of critical thinking. It's taking one truth and carrying it to another truth that might not be so obvious. So actually in mathematics, we value writing more important than more highly than mathematical skills, actually. So if a student can explain themselves clearly and can make a rational, logical argument that is foolproof, they're generally a good mathematician, whether they're using an equation or not. So writing is a very important way you can measure student learning. If a student can explain themselves to someone else, then they really do understand something.
Is your wiki public or private? Does it matter to you or to your students?
Right now, all the wikis are private. And the reason why I want to do that is I want my students to feel free to learn amongst each other without feeling the embarrassment of someone outside the class, perhaps seeing them make a mistake. And a lot of learning involves making mistakes. I heard a college president once say that her motto in life was to fail often, fail frequently. And I think that students to learn need to fail frequently and to do it in an environment that's comfortable for them. That being said, in my graduate level course, I have a stated goal for their wikis that they ought to be publishable when they're done. So they're taking very basic models, famous models, and trying to collect together information about them. And the idea is to build a public resource that others might want to use. So I wouldn't want the public to look at them in their early stages, but when they're all done, I would like them to feel comfortable having anyone look at them. So that's an objective.
Did you grade your students on what they did in the wiki?
That's been a long journey. So I first got the idea of using wikis a couple years ago from a friend who was using it in a small class. This was at a different university. He had a very good TA, and his TA was grading the wiki every week. And that worked well for him. So I thought naively that I would try his idea on a huge class. And I had my TAs directed to observe what the students were doing and score them. That was a very difficult task. The graduate students spent a lot of time doing it. They complained with the Sakai server, it's difficult to pull up one student and to see all the changes they've made across many pages. It's only possible to see what they've done on one page. So I had to move away from that model a little bit. This semester, I'm just scoring them on the outputs. So they participate in the wiki. I look at the history of who's contributed what, but I'm more interested in the final product than what each individual does. The way the wikis are self-organized is there's a number of projects offered on a pallet to students. They may sign up for any one that they want. No more than 5 students can sign up for a single wiki, and you're allowed to trade once. So you can strike out your name and add it to a different team if there's room. So the groups tend to be small. That allows me to score them fairly.
How much total time did you spend showing students how to use the wiki or troubleshooting problems?
I only spend about 15 minutes showing them the wiki, and that's at the beginning of the semester. One of the strengths of wikis, of course, is that they're supposed to be so easy to use that they're nearly intuitive. I think when you get away from that is when I'm going to stop using wikis because then there's no point. The idea is easy collaboration on the web. There have been some difficulties. So for instance, this semester, for some reason in the chat room, when you type a message, it doesn't refresh. I'm not certain why that is. So there have been little technical glitches. I think, inserting an image worked well on the test server last year. This year, inserting an image has a workaround. So I've explained that workaround to the students, but I've noticed that only one or two students have actually stuck an image in. So that's a problem. The one thing I really like is the mathematics. That's a hump to get over. So once students learn how to enter mathematics using the LaTeX environment, they take off. But getting students to try it is hard. And a lot of that ties into whether students are writing for themselves or whether they're writing for a reader. When they're writing for themselves, they write math in just plain English on the line, and it's terrible to read. When they start thinking about the reader, that's when they start formatting their expressions and setting it out nicely. Yeah, I have not had, with regard to troubleshooting like specific problems that students have, generally there haven't been any. I think there's been some Internet Explorer difficulties, and I just tell them, you get Firefox, Internet Explorer, as far as I'm concerned, is a waste of time. So I just tell them to not use it. Right, technical difficulties, right. Little things like that are important to have. Essentially, for students to do something like this, it's such a radical change. It's gotta all mostly work. And when it does, so they're having a hard time learning calculus. If I give them some technology tool and it doesn't work in a number of ways, then suddenly the reason why they can't learn calculus is because their calculator doesn't work, or the wiki isn't cooperating or whatever. So you gotta get away from all that. It's gotta be nearly foolproof. And the Sakai server is nearly foolproof. So that's been a easy thing to use.
Is there anything you would do differently in using a wiki again?
Oh yeah. I never do the same thing twice. So I don't know what it's gonna be yet. But, what I'm doing this semester with the wiki is different than what I've done before. And I'll probably do something slightly different next semester too. A lot of it has to do with motivating the students. So you structure, essentially you always want them to develop a wiki. The question is how do you apply sort of consistent encouragement to help that move along? And I would say in that sense, I haven't quite matured to the point I want to be. I don't have the game plan that I would want to repeat semester after semester yet. But I think I'll get there. I keep iterating. I'll get there eventually.
Do you plan on reusing some of the content that has been developed in your wiki for upcoming semesters?
I might use some of it in a pedagogical setting. I don't think I'll use it necessarily as a wiki. So, for instance, one of the tasks I gave my calculus students is I give them an image. I ask them to describe the image quantitatively, which is actually a large challenge for my students. Actually, put variables on things that all the images involve motion. So put variables on things that are moving around. And then they have to write down some mathematical expressions that describe the relationship between those variables. The last step is to design mathematical problems that are based on that image. So I could see perhaps using some of those problems in future assignments. I think it would be interesting for students to have the experience of solving a problem that they know came from a student that was taking the same class a year ago. Would be sort of an interesting thing. For my graduate students, I hope that a couple of those wikis will actually be something that, as a department, we feel comfortable sharing with the public. And I think they will. A couple of them are coming together nicely. And I think that's a real boost for a student. It's not a publication, but it's a public form of, it's a tangible outcome to a class. That means a lot to them.
Do you make sure your students sign waivers in order to reuse or publish their work online?
No. Essentially, if it came to that point, I think it would be something we as a group agreed upon. And if no one was comfortable with that, we just wouldn't do it. But I think, academic work, generally when you publish a paper, you don't sign a waiver. You sign away your copyright, but not a waiver. I think when designing a web page, you don't sign a waiver. You put it out there if you want people to see it. And so I think with the wiki, that this is a class assignment, and if the project team feels comfortable, if those five students say we're proud of what we've done and we'd like others to look at it, then we'll stick it up on the Wikipedia or something somewhere.
Would you see wiki content from your course being used in a more advanced course as a starting point?
Oh, that's a really interesting idea. Yeah, that would be neat. In a course sequence, that would be a neat thing to try. I guess I'll have that option next semester with the graduate course, to have them sort of take the ball and continue to run with it. I've experimented with that before, not with wikis, but with projects. So we have a project-based course where students take the project so far during the semester, and then we shuffle the teams. So you inherit a project that someone else had. And what we find is that all the projects get new life. The outsiders really, you keep one person on there who knows the project so that things don't go too crazy. But generally every project gets a real fresh breeze and really starts moving along again. It would be neat to do that again with this. Get out, new semester, slightly different teams. Let's take this and see what we can do with it. That would be neat. In calculus, maybe. I don't know. No, that's a neat idea though. That's a neat idea.
Did you notice some kind of pride of ownership in your wiki?
Oh, well, I think that happens on its own. So, a calculus class is very much like a small village or a tribe. And prestige in a tribe is really, your knowledge, right? In polite society, we don't do this anymore. Yeah. Typically, like when I visit a colleague in their office, I don't march in and say, I'm Zeus and I heave thunder and I'm the heavens are my domain. But in a classroom, that really is the case. You do have the students who are really good at optimization problems, and they broadcast that. Their work broadcasts that. And I think there is a sense of prestige, and they're slackers too. And there's nothing like a wiki to sort of bring that out. If there's five people on a team and you look at the history and, somebody's not doing anything, it shows up. So, yeah, that just happens organically. That's a good thing to have. I wish there were some sort of tool that made it more apparent. So it'd be nice if you had a page to, if you click on it and the authors of different passages light up somehow, like next to a paragraph or a sentence, it somehow had a tag that said who had written it. I think that would, motivate people even more to take charge of their destiny, so to speak. Yeah, the idea behind a wiki is the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. It shouldn't just be different students writing different sections and sticking them together. I think that the really good wikis will look like sort of a woven fabric of authorship.
So, Lou, in conclusion, what would be your advice to faculty members who would think about using a wiki in their own course for the first time?
My advice would just be, give it a try. At the very lowest order thing you can do, just have a wiki page, make yourself available to students, and invite them to come in and discuss problems and solutions on there, and you'll get some activity. Fair warning, the hardest part, I think, of using a wiki is the grading of it, is assessment of student outcomes. And you have to come up with a system that protects your time a little bit so that you don't get sucked in. So it's very easy to get started on it. And I would encourage anyone to just, the worst thing that can happen is they don't use it. Okay, so then it takes almost zero time to set it up and the students didn't use it. So you're not really out very much. But on the other hand, the upside is that if they do use it, you've just created another classroom meeting that wouldn't have existed otherwise, where students can learn.
This has been an IT User Services production. Copyright 2007 by the University of Delaware.